Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. I would like to talk about Prohibition and those crafty bootleggers today.
Ooh, 1920s. Let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so we're all very familiar with the global idea of the rum runners and the bootleggers. And it's a really interesting time in history. And one fact I'd never come across, my husband Chris pointed out to me, there is a 1922 article in a Florida newspaper called The Evening Independent that ran a story on the bootleggers' attempts to evade the law. The bootleggers figured out a way to hide their tracks literally by putting, it looks sort of like an ice skate, the old fashioned ice skates, but they would put two hooves on the ice skate and they would strap them to the bottom of the shoe. So as the bootlegger walked along, he made cow tracks. So one at the front, just where your toes would be, and one on the heel. And so then there were no footprints at the place that they stopped at. So you could stop the car, you could get out, you could unload, sneak off into the forest. Because the moving from place to place wasn't hard, but hiding your tracks, really hard.
Sneaky.
Mm-hmm. And that really only lasted a short time, it sounds like, because once law enforcement caught on to that, they're like, there's a suspicious number of cow hooves here at the side of the road.
Look, all of these cows are going in exactly the same direction.
Yeah, they seem to be unloading something back and forth, back and forth. So the officers believed that that invention came from a Sherlock Holmes story where the villain shod his horse with shoes so the imprint would resemble a cow's hoof. So they're thinking somebody was reading Sherlock Holmes and was like, this is a terrific idea. It's
not a bad idea.
Somebody got sloppy, though, and left their
shoe
thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yep. Other fun things in my wanderings and looking at this, in efforts to hide alcohol from law enforcement, people would make book-shaped flasks from earthenware. So you might have a book on your shelf that's not a book. It's an earthenware flask, or just the old carved-out book with a flask inside it. Ladies wore flasks in their garters. And there were hollow canes.
It's so funny. It's like, how did this law get passed? And then everybody was just not following the law.
Right. But the law enforcement had to enforce still.
It's so weird. What a funny time.
Yeah. So it became almost a competitive sport, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got alcohol in every single one of my pens.
Right. Exactly. You think this is gasoline. You're not totally wrong.
Oh, no.
That's my brainstorm.
Wow. Anytime you need another dose of random fact-tacularness, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored. Now, somebody better make me a cocktail.